In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Chester Howard Humphreys, age 93, of Niffley, died Monday at Westlake Regional Hospital. He is survived by two sons and a daughter-in-law, including Bill and Clara Humphreys of Niffley, two daughters and a son-in-law, including Sharon and Paul Campbell of Kimblesville, 12 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, one sister and brother-in-law in Illinois. Funeral services for Chester Howard Humphreys will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Christie's Chapel Methodist Church, with burial in the Hardin Cemetery. The Lion DeWitt Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Robert E. Bobby Gentry, age 67, of Greene County, died Monday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Betty Jean Lowe Gentry, one son of Edmonton, two sisters and one brother, Mildred Perkins of Horse Cave, Marie Compton of Campbellsville, Clell Gentry of Greensburg. Funeral services for Bobby Gentry will be this morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Paired Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Mr. Leo Adams, age 77, of Greensburg, died Tuesday at Caverna Hospital in Hart County. He is survived by his wife, Ethel Jeffries Adams, three sons and three daughters, Robert Harold and Sharon Annette Adams of Mount Sherman, Jerry Wayne and Sandra Adams of Somersville, Terry Glenn and Betty Adams, Glenda Curry and Glenn Matney and Brenda Kay, all of Greensburg, and Buddy Killensworth of Elizabethtown, one brother, Olin Morgan of Adair County, one sister, Orthella Reynolds of Greensburg, 10 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Leo Adams will be this morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Greene County Memory Gardens at Somersville. Mr. Eddie Franklin Upchurch, age 66, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday at Grandview Nursing and Rehab Center. He is survived by two brothers and sisters-in-law, Teddy and Carol Upchurch of Greensburg, Reed and Linda Upchurch of Campbellsville, two sisters and brothers-in-law, Betty and Kevin Johns of Campbellsville, Brenda and James Loy of Greensburg. Funeral services for Eddie Franklin Upchurch will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Paired Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Mr. Gary Lee Clements, age 57, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday at the University of Kentucky Medical Center in Lexington. He is survived by a son and daughter in Indiana, six stepchildren, three brothers and sisters-in-law, Otis and Sheila Clements of Sperlington, Verrill and Dolores Clements of Campbellsville, Philip and Connie Clements of Harrodsburg, two sisters and brothers-in-law, Isla and Jed Dudgeon of Campbellsville, Lillian and Jack Bishop of Greensburg, three grandchildren. Funeral services for Gary Lee Clements will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home, with burial in the Elkhorn Cemetery. The family request visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Family Funeral Fund. Mrs. Florine Vaughn, age 79, of Niffley, died Thursday at Taylor Regional Hospital. She is survived by nine children and their spouses, Marcia Vaughn, Joseph, Joe, and Lee Vaughn, Larry and Zita Vaughn, Mark and Jennifer Vaughn, all of Finley, Joyce and Larry Caldwell of Calvary, Betty and Danny Wright, Valerie Mattingly and David Taylor, all of Lebanon, Johnny and Karen Vaughn of Raywick, Karen and Denny Moore of Campbellsville, three sisters, Ernestine Brady of Calvary, Norma Jean Sissel of Loretta, Martha Mills of Indiana, three brothers, Kenneth Buckman of Lebanon, Thomas and David Buckman, both of St. Joe, 19 grandchildren, 20 great-grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Florine Vaughn will be Saturday at noon at the Holy Name of Mary Catholic Church at Calvary, with burial in the St. Joe Cemetery. The family request visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Mrs. Chantel Marie Milby Dale, age 34, of North Carolina, died Sunday from injuries sustained in an automobile accident in North Carolina. She is survived by her husband, James Dale, four children of North Carolina, her father and stepmother, Gary and Vicki Gooden Milby of Somersville. Funeral services for Chantel Marie Dale will be Sunday afternoon in Illinois. For more information locally, contact the Coward and Paired Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.